This is North Shore Today, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage. This is Monday, September 11, 2023. I'm Bill Newell in for Rick Moore. Our top stories today are coming from Beverly, Salem, Gloucester, Newburyport, Rockport, and more. And we have a high tide this morning at 10 a.m. It will be cloudy today. Temperatures only reaching around 70 today. Showers in the afternoon and tonight. Today marks the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Remembrances will be held around the North Shore and at the State House today. Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill has reappointed Police Chief John LaLatcher until 2027. That's when he'll reach the mandatory retirement age of 65. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the contract will need to be approved by the City Council. Peabody's International Festival was canceled yesterday due to bad weather. Mayor Betancourt made that announcement Saturday evening. Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger is raising concerns over legislation that will require inmates get free phone calls. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting that Coppinger is concerned about how the policy will be funded, as he projects it will have a $2.7 million impact on his budget. With school back in session, the city of Newburyport is having trouble hiring crossing guards for students. The Daily News is reporting that the jobs are posted on schoolspring.com, but applicants can also reach out to the school district's central office. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
It's a pretty easy gig. It's $30 a day, $15 in the morning, $15 in the afternoon. We're actually going to make this part of our senior tax work-off program as well for seniors and veterans. So that hasn't been posted yet. I think it should be posted today. So if you're someone who wants to get a little bit off your taxes, residential taxes, you can volunteer, do 100 hours. And so for this job, you can do 100 hours as a crossing guard. And then once that's completed, you can keep doing it. And then we're going to pay you for it. We're going to give you your $30 a day if you want to keep going. But it's a great way to get involved. I said the smiles on the kids' faces this morning was great. So if you're interested, you can either reach out to the mayor's office or you can reach out to the school's office and just say you're interested in the crossing guard and maybe you're interested in the senior tax work-off program, and we can get that process started for you.
Mayor Reardon of Newburyport speaking on his weekly podcast. Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times is reporting today that work has started on the exterior repairs on the Our Lady of Good Voyage Church. Anyone passing by can now see scaffolding around the building located at 142 Prospect Street. Rockport will be conducting a special town meeting tonight. The meeting begins at 5:30 at the high school and will address a warrant with 24 articles. Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo went before the Salem City Council last week to share information on the agreement negotiated between the city and Crowley. That's the firm overseeing the offshore wind project. Crowley will receive some early tax benefits from the city, but overall, Salem will see their business tax base increased while producing clean energy.
When completed, the Salem Offshore Wind Terminal is projected to make up to 6.1 gigawatts of offshore electricity generation possible initially. That's almost two-thirds of the Commonwealth's 2035 goal and one-fifth of the nation's 2030 goal. It's enough clean energy to power 3.5 million homes and businesses with an estimated carbon emissions reduction equal to removing 2.3 million vehicles from our roadways. The throughput potential longer term, including the capacity to serve floating offshore wind in the Gulf of Maine, is even greater. This is a textbook public-private initiative. $33.8 million in federal funds have been secured to date, and another $20 million are being pursued. $75 million has flowed in from the state to the project, and Crowley will invest their own funds as well. The TIF proposal that's before you is effectively the mechanism by which we, the city, can now also do our part to help subsidize the success of this critical project. Federal, state, local, and private sector working together.
The increased tax revenue is just one piece of the positive economic impacts from the project.
This record level of commercial tax expansion is further strengthened by the job potential that this project is bringing to our community. An estimated 150 to 200 jobs will be created through the operation of the terminal, not including jobs and business growth in local sectors that are ancillary to the offshore wind industry itself. In the TIF, we successfully included language that reinforces commitments being negotiated separately by labor in the project labor agreement, and that already exists in obligations to the state, prioritizing these jobs for workers from environmental justice communities and other historically marginalized populations. It's critical to us, both from a policy standpoint and a value standpoint, that the economic and job benefits of both this site and the turbine facilities out in the ocean made possible by this site accrue to communities who have been disproportionately harmed by our fossil fuel legacy and the ensuing climate crisis.
Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers. This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox beat the Orioles yesterday 7-3. The Sox will host the Yankees tonight starting at 7:10. The Patriots lost a heartbreaker to the Eagles yesterday 25-20. The Pats started slowly but then came back to take a lead but then lost the lead late in the game. The team had two late chances to put together a scoring drive to win the game but could not move the football. This is quarterback Mac Jones.
Yeah, not good by me. I mean, they gave me the ball twice to win the game and I couldn't do it, so I just got to go back and watch and see what I can do better. But as a quarterback, that hurts, right? You get a chance to win the game twice and can't do it.
In local football over the weekend, Endicott College lost a close one too to nationally ranked Ithaca 2017. Salem's Jake Connolly plays for Ithaca. The Bishop Fenwick football team came from behind Friday night to beat Marblehead. In Marblehead, 14-10. The Crusaders lost quarterback Bryce Lehman in the first quarter, but the team was able to defend and score just enough to win the game. Coach Dave Woods.
You know, we had planned all along to kind of get into an I set or a power I set, and we were hoping just what it was, that our defense could just hang and hang, and at halftime we could get into power I and maybe move the ball. But the way they were really taking it to us up front on both sides of the ball, I didn't think we were going to be able to run the ball. But I tell you, you know, kids played awesome. Luke Connolly was amazing. Yeah. That touchdown he threw was huge. And then,
but even the touchdown that Braden threw, I just mentioned to Dave, after not really doing much in terms of passing the ball up to that point, he throws a seed to your receiver, beats two defensive backs cleanly, and hits him in stride right down the sidelines. I mean, that's a quarterback's pass, so
right,
to speak.
That's a play that, you know, he's run for a couple of years. We haven't really run it because teams know we run it and they kind of take it away, and I knew that they would defend it. So that was actually his third read, and he just did a great job coming off the initial read. Second one was not even close, and he just threw it. So.
And it was
it was fun to watch.
Bishop Fenwick coach Dave Woods.
It doesn't take a lot to motivate these guys. Like, they're very self-motivated, but a win like this can carry a team a long way. It can just show you, no matter how down you are or how much you're getting beat, just keep fighting and good things can happen. And there's a lot of talented kids there, so we got to go back and kind of, as coaches, reevaluate how we're trying to get the ball to different kids.
Fenwick coach Dave Woods. That is sports. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday, everybody. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content. Powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.